Onondaga County lawmakers will decide today whether to borrow money to build a $50 million amphitheater along Onondaga Lake. More from WRVO's Alan Abbott.
Lawmakers are being asked to borrow $49.5 million to build the venue. The 30-year loan would be paid off using revenue from the Turning Stone Casino via a deal between the Oneida Nation and New York State. Among the issues lawmakers have wrangled over, whether that revenue stream is solid, and also whether an entertainment venue built on a former waste bed can be profitable. The Convention and Visitors Bureau put together some numbers on economic impact that President David Holder says show promise.
We're looking at a range from where between $13 and $18 million in terms of direct travel spending within the community. As you look at employment, every $40,000 of travel spending generates one new job in our community.
Longtime project critic Kevin Holmquist, a Republican from Manlius, is skeptical about the viability of the amphitheater. He'd rather see the Oneida Nation revenue spread out for economic development projects across the county.
The county legislature could set up a process that we could be proud of to implement an economic development program with $2.5 million in revenue. There's all kinds of things that we could do that would be much more impactful than a seasonal outdoor amphitheater.
Onondaga County wants to begin construction as soon as possible of a 17,500-seat arena with a hope of a concert by late next summer. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.